Exportunity into Sell Like a Woman, the podcast, the place to be to get real, real about your business, real about your life, and real about what it means to sell like a woman. I'm Kendrick Shope, and things are about to get real in here. Hey, beautiful, thanks for tuning in to Sell Like a Woman, the podcast, the place to get real, real about your business, real about your life, and real about what it means to succeed like a woman. I'm Kendrick Shope, and things are about to get real in here. You need to sell like a woman now more than ever. In fact, it's your obligation to sell like a woman. Now, I'm going to tell you something that I'm super embarrassed of first before we dive into this topic, because talking about gender issues is a hot topic right now anyway, right? So if I'm being honest, I got to tell you that I used to think all of this women's lib stuff was kind of roll your eyes boring. As a matter of fact, I thought, you know what? I'm not discriminated against as a woman. I have had every opportunity that a man has had. I've done quite well for myself. I think that the time to talk about women's liberation has passed. Now, sure, in the 50s, people were discriminated against, but I believed it was time to move on. Wow. Now, it's true that I'm not forced to stay at home and cook or clean. God help anybody who tried to tell me what to do. But a few years ago, I educated myself because I wanted to know what it meant just to be a woman in today's society. And the numbers don't lie. The data doesn't lie. And men and women, if we don't educate ourselves, then you're missing opportunities to understand how to use the current climate to do more of what you love, make more money, and create a life that is beyond your wildest dreams. Now, you may be thinking, Kendrick, this is a sales podcast. What does any of this have to do with gender? In a word, everything. The facts. Again, what I'm about to share isn't political, it isn't feminist, it's just plain and simple, the facts. A bill to get equal pay passed for women has failed to pass Congress every year since 1997. I was a sophomore in college then, I'm almost 40. Failed to pass Congress every year since 1997. In fact, statistics show that across the board, women make 22 cents less on the dollar than men do for the same job. And then, God forbid you be a woman of color or of Hispanic or Latino descent, because those numbers are even worse. 22 cents on the dollar for doing the same job. I'm sorry, but that's an issue we need to know about. Speaking of Congress, today in 2017, it currently has the fewest number of women it's ever had. Recent polling suggests that more women are deciding to stay home and raise a family, which is fine, but than ever before. Statistics also show that 1 in 3 women have been sexually harassed, and that women give between 83% and 125% more to charity than men do. Now look, this whole equality thing doesn't seem to be working out too well. I mean, trying to get an equal pay bill passed since 1997? Yes, we have the right to vote. Of course we do. Yes, we have the right to work. Yes, we finally have the right to have a credit card where we don't need a man to co-sign. We've come a long way, ladies, but we're losing the fight. And here's why. Women who seek to be equal to men lack ambition. I want you to think about that for a minute. Women who seek to be equal to men lack ambition. In today's world, where there's so much talk about equality, in fact, I'm recording this the Monday after the Women's March across the world, which was very motivating for me as a woman. But there's so much talk about equality. I think we need to take this one step further. Rather than saying, I want equal, I think we need to say, if we try to do it the way a man does it, we're going to fail. You're going to find yourself depressed, you're going to find yourself unfulfilled, and you're going to find yourself feeling like a fraud. Now, hear me say, I love men. Men, this is not gender bashing. This is not male bashing. This has nothing to do with you other than what we can learn from each other's differences. But ladies, hear me also say, yes, my 8-year-old daughter deserves every opportunity that a man does. Absolutely. Or that another 8-year-old boy does. Yes, I want her to have equal opportunity. But the way in which we go about achieving our success, it isn't equal because we are not the same. I've talked about this before. I'm so passionate about this, but I need you to pause and listen for just a second. Women, in the women's liberation movement, my mom talks about women were told they could have it all, right? They could go to work, they could have families, they could have balance, they could have it all. Yet today, I wonder how many people from my generation would say, I feel like I can have it all. I remember when I was working in corporate America, getting in my car after I'd had Haliana and crying on the way to doctor's offices because I needed some semblance of balance in my life. Not that I think balance exists, but I was ripped to shreds leaving my daughter with a stranger. I was ripped to shreds if I decided to stay home with my daughter because I had a career that I love. So my solution was I started this business and I love this business and it allows me to be home. But I'm not with my daughter when I'm home. But I just sacrificed one thing for another. So instead, yeah, I can make my own schedule and it's amazing. And I make a ton of money, which is great. And I help a lot of people, which is fulfilling. But I work an insane amount of hours. And I'm not complaining. But I'm saying this belief that we can have it all, I fully believe you can have it all. But not doing it the way a man does it. Now listen. When women entered the workforce years ago, the only people we had to look up to, the only people we had from which to learn were men. After all, no other women had been in the workforce. So if somebody's going to teach you how to sell, for example, you're going to learn from a man because those are the only people that have done it. But now we know better. Now there is data to tell you how to do it the way a woman does it and succeed even more. Now, some people will write this message off as total BS, and that's okay. I get that. But I'm here to tell you that statistics don't lie. Science doesn't lie. Our DNA is different. Look at us. Our biology is different. Our brains are different. The things that motivate men and women to succeed are different. So let me give you a sales example. If you sell like a man and put the clothes above everything, you are actually forcing your body and your brain to behave in a way in which it is uncomfortable. We're not designed that way. We're not wired that way. Where in turn, if you focus on relationships and engagement, your body is wired to succeed and thrive that way. So, am I telling you how you should sell? No. I think step number one to selling like a woman is to get rid of the word should. You need to know one thing in order to understand how to sell like a woman, and that's the ick factor. If it makes you feel icky, sleazy, slimy, and yes, those are really scientific words, but you know what I'm talking about, that feeling in your stomach that makes you just sort of want to crawl under your desk and bang your head against the desk or cry on the bathroom floor or vomit in the trash can. If it makes you feel like that, you need to find a better way. The other thing I would say is listen to people who are talking about the different ways you can do this, right? Yeah, you can read a million books by sales experts written by men, and they're fantastic. I've got a bookshelf full of them right here, and I can learn from men. But when I got successful and when my clients get successful, they do it their way. We play to their strengths. And that is what selling like a woman is all about. So what's a woman to do? Can we still have it all? I mean, let's address the elephant in the room. Can we still have it all? Hell yes, we can have it all. But you gotta start adjusting. You got to change your playbook. So step number one to having it all is don't turn your head and accept something which offends you. Now, I am very difficult to offend. I am. I've got a high tolerance. Matter of fact, I'm damn near impossible to offend unless you talk about my kid. But stats show that 1 in 3 women have been sexually harassed. Let me give you a story. I was fresh out of college, selling in a little town in North Carolina, and I took a customer to lunch at a Golden Corral. And for those of you who don't know what a Golden Corral is, no disrespect to Golden Corral, but look it up. And this man was an old timer. I loved him. He was at one of my favorite customers, and I took him to lunch with another sales rep, a man who had been doing this for a really long time, him I adored. And I'm sitting there and I'm eating my roll at the Golden Corral, and my customer says, "So, Kendra, let me ask you a question, sweetheart." And this is not a PG-rated story, so if you happen to be listening to this in front of your kids, or you know, you got it playing through Alexa, you want to stop it right here. So we're sitting at the Golden Corral, and he says, "Let me ask you this story, sweetheart." And again, I'm going to say exactly what he said, and it is not a PG-rated conversation. He said, "How do you clean your pussy?" I literally about choked on my roll. What was a 22-year-old girl who had been over-sheltered, never left home, supposed to say that? I guess I did leave home to go to college. I didn't know what to say. I ignored it. I laughed it off. Now, that wasn't the end of the humiliation, though, because the sales rep I was with told my boss. And when I went back into the office, my boss, who was a man, called me in the office, and we had to talk about it. I was mortified. Now, was I sexually harassed? I don't know. I guess that's sexual harassment, but I didn't want to file a sexual harassment lawsuit. What I wanted to do was to tell that man to go to hell. Like, where did you get off? But I was afraid. I was ignorant. I was young. I was naive. So step number one is stand up for what's right. Don't turn your head. Would you want your daughter to turn her head? No, you wouldn't. Don't turn your head. Step number two, ask for what you need and what you want. Step number two, ask for what you need and what you want. Women, we're getting better about asking for what we need. We are. But there's still this stereotype about asking for what we want. Listen, I remember, this works at home and in the office, okay? This works in the kitchen and when you're selling stuff. Ask for what you need, but ask for what you want. So, I'll give you an example. I remember last year, I was running around here like a chicken with my head cut off, which is a good old Southern saying. If you've ever seen a chicken run around with their head cut off, gross. This podcast is going downhill really fast. But anyway, I digress. And I was making lunch. I was taking my daughter to school. I was picking her up. I was running a 7-figure business. And my husband is amazing. But I remember thinking, I'm so tired all the time. And I'm so mad because I'm doing everything. So it finally hit me. Hello, Kendrick, ask your husband for help. Now that sounds like the stupidest thing ever, but I didn't need help. I wanted help. And today Blake takes Haliana to school every day. He makes her lunch every day, but he never would have stepped in, God love him, and helped if I hadn't asked. He didn't see how exhausted I was because he's just a man. He didn't know what I was feeling. He didn't know that I was irritated because he wasn't helping, because he's just a man, and there's nothing wrong with that. Ask for what you need and for what you want. Sheryl Sandberg tells a story about working, I guess she was working at Facebook, I believe, when this happened, and she was pregnant. And apparently, to hear her talk about it, she was very pregnant. And employees had to park very far away and walk into the office. Well, women, if you've ever been pregnant and very pregnant, you know, walking is a challenge, right? I mean, there are lots of things that become challenging. And she walked in, again, I believe I'm telling this right, but she walked into Zuckerberg's office and said, "We need maternity parking. I want maternity parking." Yes. Now, you may be thinking, well, Sheryl Sandberg can do that because she's CFO or CEO or whatever of the company. But that is the exact point. Ask for what you need and what you want if you're the secretary, if you're the wife, or if you're the CFO of the company. Because if you don't, nobody else is going to. It's not their job, it's yours. Step number one, don't turn your head if you're offended. Step number two, ask for what you need and ask for what you want. You want a raise? Great. Figure out a way to go in and ask for that raise. I can help you. I help somebody. I lost my train of thought. Oh, I helped somebody do this just on the Steve Harvey show the other day. She wanted a raise, and so we navigated how she goes in and asks for a raise. Ask for what you need and what you want. Step number three, find your passion and go after it relentlessly. Now, women, this is a big one. And it's I say women because obviously my audience is a lot of women. The research that I know and can quote has to do with women, but I also know from personal experience that I worked with far too many talented women who became disengaged, myself being one of them, unimpressed, unfulfilled, and went on to do something else besides our corporate sales jobs. Women, you have a need to matter. It's wired in your DNA. We are stronger nurturers than men. It's wired in the way we are made. You have a need to be fulfilled. When you put your head down on the pillow at night, you need to either creatively express yourself in somehow, feel like you made a difference, or impacted the overall planet for good in some way. Whether that's raising one quality child, whether that's, you know, being a doctor who saves lives, I don't care. You need to feel fulfilled. Men, not as much. Sure, they want to feel fulfilled in their work, but different things fulfill them. Men aren't challenged as much to need to change the world like women are. Decide what you are passionate about and go after it relentlessly, because when you figure out what you're passionate about, when you go after it relentlessly, you take care of one of the fundamental steps of selling anything, which is belief. You got to believe in the difference that your product or service makes above all others. When you go after what you want relentlessly, you're passionate about it. You believe in it. And whatever it is, whether it's selling your kid to go to bed at 9 o'clock so you can have some personal time, or whether it's closing a multi-million dollar deal in a room full of men, when you're passionate about it, it's an easier sell. Step number one, don't turn your head. Speak your mind if you're offended. Step number two, ask for what you need and for what you want. Step number three, find your passion and go after it relentlessly. Step number four, and we talked about this earlier in the show, if you feel the ick, find a better way. Women, if you read a sales book by sales great God, Grant Cardone, and you're like, I could never do that, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Ask yourself, how can I do this technique in a way that a woman would do it? Better question, how can I do this technique or get this result and it still feel good to me? That's when you are selling like a woman. Take what you already know. Take the way men taught us to sell all those years ago and ask yourself, how can I flip this and learn to do it in a way that makes me feel amazing? That's why I have a business, because that's what I did. That's what authentic selling is. That's what it means to sell like a woman. So if you feel the ick, the sleaze, the slime, that feeling in your gut, find a better way. And step number five, women, we have to change the conversation. We have to change the conversation about what it means to be a woman, about what it means to be successful, about what it means to have it all, and about discrimination. We need to build each other up. We need to support each other. We need to stop being catty. And it exists at every level of life. It exists with my 8-year-old daughter. It certainly, we all know, exists at junior high and high school. It exists in college, and it exists here. The amount of hate mail and nasty comments that I see women get the more successful they are is mind-boggling. We need to change the conversation. We need to talk about these issues. We need to fight for what we believe in, whatever that is. You may not agree with me. That's okay. Just don't stay silent. And we need to support each other and build each other up. And the Women's March is a great example of that this weekend. I personally was supposed to be in D.C. marching and had something come up and couldn't get there at the last minute. But needless to say, I was in support of the Women's March. Big supporter of the Women's March. A lot of my friends on Facebook are from the South, and they were offended by the Women's March. They were offended by the hats. They were offended by the things about abortion. And that's fine. It is their right to be offended. But we didn't tear each other apart. I wasn't worried about speaking my mind, and I hope they weren't worried about speaking theirs. The point is, this world is big enough for us to have two different opinions, but don't tear each other apart. How does that contribute to selling like a woman? Because the last thing we need in our lives to create success is more drama. Save the drama for your mama. Seriously. So the five ways that I want you to start selling like a woman now more than ever is, number one, if you're offended, say something. Don't be that girl like I was sitting at that table speechless. Step number two, ask for what you need and for what you want. You need a raise. You've been working too hard. Tell somebody. Don't expect them to notice. Step number three, find your passion and go after it relentlessly. Don't stay stuck in a soul-sucking job because you think you have to. That is not having it all. Step number four, if you feel the ick when you're selling something, when you're putting your kid to bed, when you're whatever, find a better way. And step number five, we need to change the conversation about what it means to have it all, to create how we create success in women and how we empower each other. You need to sell like a woman now more than ever. In fact, it's your obligation to sell like a woman. And because I've seen firsthand the difference that running your business and your life and your sales strategy makes when you sell like a woman, I want to tell you this. I can assure you, as sure as my hair is red, when you do these things, you feel a shift start to happen. And all of a sudden, you see how you can have it all, how you can have a career that has seven figures, how you can be on TV, how you can be top of the sales reps and get that award and still be a mama and still be nurturing and still give to charity and still be fulfilled, but not doing it the way a man does it. The keys to making more money, doing more of what you love, and creating a life beyond your wildest dreams is here in these steps. Women, you need to sell like a woman now more than ever. In fact, it's your obligation. If you'd like to get a free checklist, I sell 10 ways. So we only shared five on this, but 10 ways you can begin to sell like a woman. In this checklist, you can go to kendrickshope.com/podcast-woman, and you can grab that. kendrickshope.com/podcast-woman, and you can grab that checklist free of charge, 10 ways you can begin to sell like a woman. Listen, to sell like a woman now more than ever. In fact, it's your obligation. I'm Kendrick Shope, and I want to genuinely thank you for being here on Sell Like a Woman, the podcast, where we are getting real about what it takes for you ladies to have it all. Y'all have a good day.